Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me today. You're going to be glad you did because our good friend Barry Moss is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Barry's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Business, and his new book called Bounce, Failure, Resiliency, and Confidence to Achieve Your Next Great Success. Barry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me again.
It's good to have you back. And as you noticed, I sound a little different today because I have a little bit. It's not a sore throat. It's just a, I'm calling it a 35% case of laryngitis.
You know, and I loved your opening because that's so true with entrepreneurs. We have no choice but to show up. As an entrepreneur, you really don't get paid sick days.
No. I have a cartoon that I send to people sometime, a little cartoon that somebody did a long time ago, and the guy's in bed, you know, he's obviously not well, and his wife says, you can't take off sick, you're a small business owner.
That's right.
But, you know, it's not just, you and I joke about the fact that we don't have a choice, but the truth is, we actually do have a choice. We just choose to be in our businesses,
exactly.
Rain or shine, cold or not cold.
Well, I think it's really the passion that we have that we really want to be there. I also enjoyed what you said in the opening was, well, if I stayed home, what would I do?
Yeah, what am I going to do?
I'd rather be at my business.
That's exactly right. And I mean, I've been fortunate in my life, Barry. I'm a healthy person. I've never had the flu in my life. But I am susceptible to sinus infections. That's that's my Achilles heel, I guess you could say. But I've been pretty healthy in my life, and so but whenever I have not felt well, I've said okay, my instinct would be maybe I should go home and rest. Well, I mean, I don't think I'd get well doing that. I think I'd be better off doing what I enjoy. To me, that nourishes my spirit, and I think that contributes to well-being and health, don't you?
I absolutely do. I think a lot, if you can keep feeding your passion, the body will heal in time.
You know, small business owners just show up, and on so many levels. Barry, I know you agree with me. I'm so proud of small business owners for what they do. The small business, Main Street, is going to lead this economy, is leading this economy, out of whatever it is that we're in right now. It won't be Wall Street. Wall Street won't lead us. Wall Street got us into this mess, but they're not going to lead us out of it. It'll be Main Street, won't it?
That's absolutely right. I mean, Wall Street really has gotten us into this mess, and that's why I've been going around now speaking about the new book, Bounce, because what better thing to do during recession but then to really learn how to bounce? And it's really the small business owners with their passion, with showing up every day, who are going to be able to bounce and really lead us back.
Well, and you know, the thing that small businesses are doing that on Main Street, and I've been saying this for a long time now, is I like to remind people that Wall Street is a derivative of Main Street. Nothing happens on Wall Street until somebody like you or me makes a sale on Main Street, Barry.
Right.
And so we're the dog, they're the tail. Now, they've had the attitude recently that they're not the tail. They don't know that they're the tail, but they're trying to wag the dog. And I think one thing I think that the more people need to recognize is the significance of Main Street. And I like to remind people that's the stock market is not the economy.
Absolutely
what,
right.
What do you think?
It's really not. The transactions, the commerce, as you were saying, really happens on Main Street. It's really the person going in every single day, showing up, selling their wares, people buying their products, one little transaction at a time. That's really what drives the economy.
Well, and the other thing that I think is important to pay attention to is Wall Street doesn't believe in itself. It doesn't have anything really to believe in. But Main Street, small business owners, entrepreneurs, we believe in ourselves. And don't you think that that's important? I mean, here's my point. How many times in the last 3 months have we seen the Dow go up 300 points one day and down 200 points the next day? Does that sound like an organization that believes in itself?
That's right. I can barely watch anymore, Jim.
I know, but that doesn't happen on Main Street.
Exactly.
And, I mean, there's a consistency. Main Street, small business owners, entrepreneurs, we believe in ourselves. And I think that's an important element in the resiliency and the robustness of our economy. What do you think?
I think that's true. And I also think that also on Main Street, it's not just about making money. I mean, I want to make money just like everybody else, but most entrepreneurs are in it first and foremost because of the passion, because this is the way they want to make a difference in the world. It's not just about making money. And Wall Street, of course, it's just about watching the indexes go up and down and making money. That's the only goal. On Main Street, it's not.
That's right. Well, they even say, you know, they don't care whether it goes up or down as long as it's moving.
Exactly.
Yeah, and of course, the challenge that we've gotten ourselves into, this financial crisis that's happened, the credit crisis, this is nothing. I don't think there's ever been a more dramatic example of what greed hath wrought than this case. What do you think?
I absolutely think that's really true. Again, it's only about money. And again, people left on their own, when their only focus is money, these kinds of things are going to happen. The ego is going to get in the way.
Yep.
It's really not going to be balanced out with humility. That's really what entrepreneurs are able to do, and I talk about it in the new book, is that you can't let go of ego, but you have to balance ego and humility together. That really forms a whole prosperous person.
Well, and think about, here's another thing to think about, and this is another difference, I think, between Wall Street and Main Street. On Main Street, we deal with real products, real things that people use, real products, real services, and we know real people.
Exactly.
The people who are involved, our customers are real people that we know what they look like. We're not talking about some abstract index, and our employees are real people. We not only know them, we know their families, and we just feel differently about our environment, I think, than Wall Street does.
This is really true, because when you see the customer in front of you and you see the difference that your product or service makes in their life, that's a big deal. That feeds your passion. Again, it's not just about watching the money index go up and down.
Yep.
So
yep. Give us your website, Barry.
The website, just my name, www.barrymoltz.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. Quick break. 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, showing up as always.
She was a beat by baby on a hard day's night. She was hanging on Johnny.
Is that right?
Right, absolutely right, and get in any of your local bookstores.
And it's barrymoltz.com, M-O-L-T-Z. Barry, one of the things that I've been pointing out to my audience is, even though, you know, I don't know whether we're in a recession or not. I don't care. I've been saying this for months. I don't care. I'm not going to participate. I refuse to participate in whatever it is that they're calling it. I'm going to be in business a year from now. That means I still have to sell something today and tomorrow, just like all other businesses do. So what good does it do for me to talk about, for me to get all down in the mouth about what's going on? The main thing, though, I mean, there are realities out there. There are things going on that are not good. High oil prices, the real estate industry is in the tank in many ways. Construction is not good. But the thing that I like to remind people about is, don't get so down in the mouth and concerned about what's happening or what you think may be happening, that number one, you miss opportunities. Number two, because you didn't show up. And number two, that you aren't prepared to take advantage of when this economy starts ginning again. And I think that's going to be in the second half of this year. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely right. So many people get down, and sometimes I think you got to stop reading the newspapers, you got to stop watching TV, because they tell you how to think. And I really believe that most small businesses, our individual businesses are such a small part of the economy, that there's plenty of customers who want to buy from us out there that still want to buy from us that are out there, that we can't get involved in this entire funk.
Yep. And the other thing is, I actually think that if we can go to our customers with a good attitude, with an attitude of, you know, so what? What's going on? We know you still have to do business, Mr. Customer, Ms. Customer. What can I do to help you? Isn't that the best attitude to have with customers? What can I do to help you deal with whatever it is that we're dealing with right now?
It's absolutely right. I mean, people, I believe, buy when they're in pain. As small business owners, we still need to find people's pain and how we can help them solve that pain. People that are in pain will still spend the money to get it solved. So those issues, and there's business still out there.
What are some bounce suggestions that you have for us?
I think sometimes we do find ourselves perhaps at a low point, and I think people say, well, how do I start? How do I move to a new place? And that's where I talk about bouncing, is you have to take action. What I tell people is that what you really should do is set some small goals for yourself. You know, sometimes the grand vision, that vision kind of fades. But if we say, okay, what do we want to accomplish today? Let's figure out one or two things that we can do to get some small successes so we can renew our confidence. Because if you have confidence, people can really read that, and then more success will come your way.
Well, and you know, small steps are always good. Small corrections are the best corrections. Because if you have a failure, which you and I both have admitted to having before, if you fail, you have a small failure.
Absolutely right. And this is what I talk about in the book, is that really getting towards your goal is very much how a sailor really tacks across a windy lake.
Yep.
They
yep.
do it in a very zigzag manner, and they go small steps at a time. And at each point, you can actually, as you said, you actually can make a correction, which means your chance of getting the successful point is so much greater.
And the way to do this, folks, and one of my mentors told me this a long time ago, Barry. He said, make lots of decisions.
Absolutely.
This is how you get what Barry just said down to you're in my world. Make lots of decisions. He said, make a lot of them, make a lot of little decisions. And he said, if you know what you're doing, if you know your work, you'll make most of them correctly.
And that's why I tell people they should strive for minimal achievement, because if we can focus on making one decision at a time,
yep.
if we can value action, we'll definitely have a better chance of getting where we want to go.
Well, there are plenty of baseball players in the Hall of Fame who are not home run hitters. They just continue to produce the base hits day after day after day.
And I really think that's what small business is about. So many times we want to go for the home run, and we don't realize that if we can just get on base, then something can really happen. You've got to stay in the game as a small business owner.
And I think that's one of the dangers, one of the unfortunate parts about hearing about somebody like, well, a kid who invented Facebook, 23 years old, he's a billionaire. You know,
absolutely.
I think sometimes people who start businesses, they have that in their mind, and they don't realize that most people don't. That's a very unusual situation.
Well, I talk about in the book how we all want these five-step success. We all want to follow these success archetypes where someone hits it big, or the Donald Trumps. And that can happen, but it usually doesn't. If we take small steps, then we have
yeah.
more of a chance of getting where we want to go.
Hey, Barry, thanks for being here today. Good job, as always.
Jim, feel better. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. Thanks for showing up today. I knew you would.
Thank you.
And I'll see you next time. Barry Moss, ladies and gentlemen, he always shows up. Quick break, right back with John Jantz. He's one of the top marketing experts in the universe. Stay with us.
And he makes it fast with one more thing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.